Hello, beautiful people. Welcome back to the Empowering Her podcast. I am literally coming to you after I just dropped my daughter off at the airport for a trip to visit her dream college. So if you're a part of my world, you know that I have twin girls who are 17 years old, and they are in the process right now of that college search. They're second semester seniors and they've been accepted to certain schools, deferred from others, rejected from others. So as you can imagine, in our home, we're feeling a lot of things and we're feeling it double. Oops, sorry about that. She's literally going to be texting me as I'm here recording this podcast episode with you. This is like real time mama daughter stuff going on. So she's visiting her dream college. I'm heading to Chicago tomorrow to support my family business at a trade show, at a housewares show. This is something I do every year. I want to say I've been doing it for the last 10 years, and well before Girl Life and my coaching business took off, this was my role in the world. So we're all just going to be in different corners of the world, and it's it's bringing up all the feels. And when I asked myself what I would like to share with you today on the podcast, I thought, what better than what I'm actually going through? And I'm going through a shifting identity, right? I'm a mom, but my identity as a mother is shifting. I'll always be a mother, but it's shifting in new ways, in expansive ways, is the way I choose to look at it. And as you listen, I want you to consider some of the roles in your life and how they might be shifting. The truth of the matter is that as women, we wear many hats, we play many roles, and we hold many identities as one. At once. That's just something that we do. It comes very natural to us. But as we shift identities, it's really important to be super mindful about it, to be intentional about it, to notice where our focus is going, to make it the most harmonious experience that we can. Now, I'm saying that I know that there will be moments where you and I, as we shift identities, are going to be a hot mess, because it's not a straight line. It never is. And it's so important to be gentle with ourselves as we move through it. The reason that I share it is because, as in any situation, whatever variables we can take control of, we can take control of. And the rest, we just leave it to, the powers that be, the universe, the co-creative process. We do our part. We take care of our side of the road, and we trust that the other pieces of the puzzle are going to fall into place, right? Is that making sense? So we do our part. We do all that we can do. We get intentional about this new phase and this new role, and we let the rest go. We surrender the rest of it, which is exactly what I'm moving through right now. So we drop our daughter off at the airport, right? She goes and she visits this dream school. She experiences it firsthand. She comes home. She makes a decision, right? She makes a decision, and that decision, of course, it affects all of us. It affects the whole family unit. So we get mindful that as women, the change is going to happen. And the only constant, you've heard this said before many times, the only constant is change. So the sooner we can dance with the change, just welcome, put that welcome mat, roll it out and be like, all right, change, I know you're coming. It's coming. It's always coming, whether you have children going off to school or whether you're about to have a baby, whether you have aging parents who need more of your time and energy, love and support. We are all in all these different phases. And for many of us, these things are going on at once. Like if I look at my roles, I am a daughter to aging parents and their needs are shifting. They're moving out of their house. My parents live in two different cities, Toronto and New York, and they're moving. They're downsizing in both countries, right? So supporting our parents through that, supporting them through getting older and taking care of their health more. So that's me supporting my parents. I'm sure you have a similar situation where you are in a caregiving role in some way. So we have the role some of us play as mothers, mothers who support our children. We are sisters, we are friends. We are, business owners, perhaps. We are coaches. We are teachers. So we are simultaneously in each of these roles. And sometimes we just need to stop and take stock of it and be like, okay, these are the roles I'm playing. What is constant? What is changing? Where is my focus? So as we move through these identities, the shifting identities, it's so important to ask ourselves this clarifying question. Whenever we're feeling tripped up by all the newness and everything that is now different all of a sudden, where is my focus? Am I focusing in lack or am I focusing in abundance? So we've talked about this before in our community. Are we looking at what's missing, which would be lack, or are we looking at what there is to gain in the situation, which would be abundance? So I'm using myself as an example for today's episode. As my children go off to school, is my focus in lack where I'm like, oh my goodness, it's going to be so lonely. I'm going to miss them. By saying missing them, it means something is missing, right? Like, are they still gonna love me? Are we still gonna be close? My brain could go to all those places, but I can just as easily notice where my focus is and make a new decision, make a new choice to focus on what is abundant about this scenario. How much better can our relationship actually get with my girls as independent souls out there living their best life? How can we find new, fresher, more innovative, perhaps more exciting ways of connecting at this time where they're living on their own? What are the opportunities for me as a woman, to step into my most powerful self? What are some new projects I want to take on? What remains left to be done by me? Like what this legacy business that I've been trying to create. Maybe there's a new branch of it. What new people will I meet now that I have a freer schedule? What new opportunities will come my way? How will my husband and I be able to explore the world together as our children go off to school? So, do you just feel how different that energy is when I'm looking at the possibilities instead of looking at all of the circumstantial setbacks that are going to happen because my daughters are off at school. Now, I am a human being, right? So I have those feelings. I have those lack feelings, but I'm also a human being who wants to feel good. Feeling good is our birthright. So often we feel the feelings that come up, but we dwell there. We stay there. We hang out there and we like just stay in the misery of the situation. And tell me if you're like tracking with me in whatever situation is going on in your life, right? Do you feel the feelings but then stay there for days? Or do you have a really quick comeback rate? And by comeback rate, I mean we all get tripped up by life. We all have negative feelings. We all go down that thought spiral where we're ruminating. But do you choose to stay there? Do you like to hang out there and hang out in what's not working? Or are you willing to choose the next branch of higher level thought that's available to you? Whether you're going from complete misery to something that still feels low vibe, but it's higher vibe than the vibe that you're feeling of misery, right? You just want to reach for the next branch that's available to you. And from that branch, a higher level thought, a higher level thought, and higher. That's how we do it, right? We don't immediately go from complete lack to complete abundance, but we notice that we're in lack. We make a new choice. And we try to change our vibration. And whatever that way is for you, maybe you're going to decide to go for a walk, get some fresh air, Get some blood pumping into your body. Maybe you want to put on a song that makes you feel better about life. Maybe you're going to phone a friend, right? Maybe you are going to rise by lifting others. Ask someone how you can be of support to them, right? We rise by lifting others. When we are feeling helpless, we help someone and we start to feel better immediately. There's so many things available to us to start feeling better when we start feeling that low-level vibe. We don't need to hang out there. We don't need to do it. We get to feel good and we don't need to feel guilt or shame about feeling good because when we feel good, we vibrate at such a high frequency that we become a magnet for all that is good. And when we are a magnet for all that is good and we're living in that good state, then we are of service to everyone around us. Everybody gets to win, right? So we've talked about where our focus is, if it's in lack or abundance. We've talked about the fact that change is inevitable and it's happening in every moment of our lives. Let's talk about resilience. Resilience is key here. We always have an opportunity to flex those resiliency muscles. We have made it through 100% of every difficult situation that has ever come our way. When we can really look at that, like if we're a living, breathing human being, then we have made it through every difficult episode in our lives. So we are by nature resilient. Why? Because we made it through, because we are still here. I want you to think of the hardest thing you've ever dealt with and remind yourself that that has been the fuel, the strength that you have called on subconsciously to step into your power in any given moment. So resilience is key. Stepping into your power is key. At any given moment, you can ask, am I taking charge of my power or have I somehow given my power away? So taking it back to the situation with our daughters leaving for school, me focusing in the lack is essentially me giving up my power. Me focusing on the abundance is me taking my power back, reminding myself that it's always inside of me. That power point is always within me. And then I can find a way to step into that version of me that is ready to feel better. Okay. As you go through the inevitable shifts that you will go through in identity, I want you to be gentle with yourself. Be gentle with yourself. If you have a thought that threatens to take you down, be gentle with yourself. Be a witness to that pain. Support yourself the way you would support somebody else, and then focus on the comeback, right? Where is your comeback? So I will never ask you to rob yourself of what is, the feeling that is. But I will ask you, once you have experienced it and felt it and embodied it, to release it and to move forward. Okay? You get to do that only if you choose to do that. And this is just a little reminder to you, to me, to anyone who's going through something, who's shifting an identity. And, if you're part of this community, you are on a journey of empowerment. You're always actually trying to step into that most empowered version of yourself. And so, by essence, you are shifting identities in every moment of every day because you are making a conscious decision to become the most powerful, the most empowered version of yourself. So, I hope that this episode has served you. I know that it has served me to even just be here and have a forum to share. I use my own life circumstances as an example because so often we hear about things in theory, but the theory doesn't necessarily serve us unless we put it into practice. And so, by sharing the example of my daughters going off to school and all of the emotions that I'm experiencing, I'm hoping that that example has helped you see how I'm using some of these things that I'm offering you in my own life. If you love this episode, please share it with a friend. Please leave a review. Thank you. Thank you. I've seen some new reviews show up on the podcast. I can't tell you how much these support the show. If you love the show and if you want to be of support to this community, please leave a review. It is, I just can't tell you how much I appreciate it. Also, if you're catching this before March 21st and 22nd, you may not know this yet, but we have a really cool free training coming up. Even if you can't be there live, it's happening on noon on both days, Thursday and Friday. I'm going to be sharing with you what it is to become a girl life leader, a girl life coach, how you can step into the most empowered version of yourself, but to also pay it forward to girls. So if you've been wondering what it is to be a part of our community, don't miss this experience. You're going to learn. It's kind of like an orientation. Like, it's funny, we're talking on the topic of school. Like, our kids always go to orientation, right? Like when they're in high school and when they're in college, and they learn, what are you going to learn? You get the syllabus, you get the lesson plans, you get to find out how long the journey is going to be, you get to learn about the community, right? We're doing the exact same thing in our orientation experience. 2 days of hanging out with the Girl Life community, learning about our coaches, learning about what we teach, what is our curriculum, why do we teach it, how do we teach it, how can you step into your girl life, girls empowerment endeavor. Don't miss it. MelodyPoorMorati.com/orientation. I will also put it in the show notes. I love and appreciate you so very much. Thank you for hanging out with me. And I will see you again, hear you again, talk to you again next week. Bye, love.